Thank you for joining us. We hope this message will be a blessing to you as you experience the love of God, grow in community, and discover and live out God's purpose for your life. Now, let's get into the message with Pastor Will.
So let's dive into the Word of God. So, during this message, all in, and you can see, believe and confess. So for the last, I would say, 5 weeks, we've been on this theme of going all in for God, going all in for Jesus Christ. And as I began to sit down and study, God reminded me that, hold on, because sometimes we can get real excited about doing things for God, and we forget the reason why we're doing it. We'll jump out there, and we're like, God, I just want to serve you. I'm going all in. I'm fasting every Wednesday. You know, like, I'm reading my Bible through and through. I'm going to be praying. I'm going to be doing this, and it's great. And then every once in a while, we look back, and we're like, why am I doing? Today's message is to remind us the reason why we're doing it. Growing up, we used to play this game called tag. Anybody ever play tag? Just a few of y'all play tag. Yeah. Probably just in Pennsylvania, we just play tag. And so tag, there was, you know, if you don't know what tag is, you know, you're running, you're tagging a person. Sometimes if you tagged them, that meant that they were it, right? They were the person that had to run and tag somebody else or something. There was also a game called, I think, freeze tag, right? But there was this place that was called the home base, right? And sometimes some of us would make up the home base anywhere. Like the tree would be the home base, right? And that's because you was about to tag me and I didn't want you to tag me. So wherever I was, I made that the home base. But the home base was where you couldn't tag me. Like it was like a no tag zone. And growing up at my grandmom's house, the home base was her front porch, right? Like her porch or something. Or it was the steps, right? You know, or it was the stop sign, wherever it was. But when I was in trouble, I needed to find the home base, right? And if you were fast, and that's where we started getting our, like, I shook you skills to try to get there. And I tagged you. No, you didn't. You know, like, I didn't feel it, you know. But for Christians, I want to talk about today, like, what is our home base? Because there's these moments, as I said, we'll say, I'm going all in. You know, Pastor Will, what do you need? You know, I'm going, and we start witnessing other people. And little by little, if this is our home base, we start getting away from the reason why we're doing what it is that we're doing. And this is this area of salvation I want to talk about today. So this is going to feel like a classroom, but I'm asking that you stick with me. This is going to feel like, for some of you guys, you'll be like, man, I know all about this salvation, but I want to go back to the basis for a moment. And I want to almost like reset all of us so that we all come back here, kind of check where we are with God, and then we keep on moving. God laid it upon my heart that some of us were out here and we're saying, I'm going all in, and you're getting stressed about going all in. Don't get stressed about going all in. Remember, you're going all in with God. But what does that look like? That's going to look different than each and for every one of us. So it's almost like, God, you are the Prince of Peace, but I am stressed out just trying to go all in. That don't make sense, right? Like, oh, man, I'm supposed to fast today. I didn't. Like, God's, oh, I didn't read. But God's like, stop. Like, are you trying to go all in for me, with me, towards me? Or are you trying to do something for yourself? And so if you guys would just come with me for a moment, let's go back to the base. The basis. And you'll see that in the scripture. Let's go back to home base. Come on back. Come on back. And then let's launch from there. Like, let's go all in from what we're going to talk about today and then launch and move forward from there. Are y'all with me? Let's go. Let's do this. And so, let's see if my little clicker is on. Going all in is not fear-based. And here's what I mean by that. I'm not going all in because I'm afraid that as a Christian, if I mess up, then I'm not going to go to heaven. Don't go all in for that. Don't say, oh God, like, oh my gosh, I'm so afraid that you're going to strike me down from heaven or something terrible is going to happen. If I don't pray, like I came to the altar and said, God, I'm going to pray fervently each day of the week. And I messed up and I'm so afraid if I don't do that, God, that you're just going to walk away from me. That's not going all in. Going all in is that regardless of where I am in my life, he's got me. You've got to believe that. And that is going all in. But God began to lay upon my heart is that there are some of us that we're doing, if we're not careful, we're doing works. We're working to try to get God's love. We're working to try to get God's acceptance. We're working to try to get to heaven. And it's not about works. It's about faith. And then somebody will say, well, faith without works is dead. You got to start at faith. And the works is more working out my soul's salvation. It is me with fear and trembling of God. I worship him. So the work is the work of faith, not the works of anything else that we're trying to do. So I want to stop here for a moment. If you are a believer in Jesus Christ, and you are living your life. I hear people say every day, I just want to make it into heaven. Have you received Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Yes. Okay, you're in. Stop. So I want to stop right here for a moment. Could you imagine this, that Jesus dies this gruesome death on the cross, and then we say, I thank you so much for dying for me, but if I mess up, your death is not powerful enough to keep me in heaven. That's not good, and it's not right, and it's not truth. God loves us, loved us even before we were even formed. So there's nothing that I can do to get him to love me more because he already loves me. So I don't have to try to work to gain his love. He already loves me. He has already accepted me. I'm the one that need to accept him. God is not the issue. He's not the problem. We are. And he is saying, I love, come on, John 3:16. I love, I'm going to just paraphrase it. I love everyone, the world, so much that I would give my only son that whosoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life. And then sometimes we get to this point where we receive that and then we are Christians and that, like, that ain't real. Well, I know you love all of us, but do you still love me, God? Because I do some bad things every once in a while. He's not going to take back his love. He's not going to snatch back his love for us. So this is where I say that one little word I said earlier. Amen? I'm telling you. And so I wanted to lead us up here for a moment. I'm asking. And if there is this walk that you need to do with this, because some of us, we've lived our life fear-based, afraid that we won't make it into heaven. We're afraid, you ever hear this phrase? That the big man upstairs, or the man upstairs, was going to, like Zeus or something like this, with his bolt, strike me down. I'm telling you, and some of you guys know what I'm talking about because you have those images in your mind. And what God is trying to do today is he's calling us back and saying, hold on. Listen, please listen to me, because it is going to be very difficult to go all in and for God to use you for his glory when you get out there and you're not even sure if you're going to heaven. How do you lead someone else to Jesus Christ and saying, hey, this is going to get you in heaven, when you're kind of like, but you know, I'm not sure if I'm worthy enough to get into heaven? You have got to be sure, we say this, you got to know in your knowing that this is a done deal. that when you gave your life to Jesus Christ, that your name is now in the Lamb's Book of Life. Come on. Amen. You got to believe it. Because if not, we will get out there and start doing mighty things for God and then feel as if the ground underneath of us is falling apart. It's not because the ground is falling apart. It's because of my belief. Somebody told you that you had to work and tarry for God to love you and God to accept you and for you to get in heaven. Somebody said that. And whoever that was, what God is doing is saying, I need to get that out of your heart. Why? Because I need for you to be free. Like when you're stepping out here and doing the work that I've called you to do, you have got to be free. And you can't be afraid that God is going to turn his back on you one day. No, never. And one of the reasons that I believe we are seeing a lot of people turning to other beliefs is because we in the body of Christ, we're shaking. We're not on a sure foundation. And if I'm not standing on a sure foundation, then I'm very hesitant to invite you to come stand with me. Because I really don't believe it myself. So I wanted to start there. This is like the operating room. And let's go deep. So me going all in so that God can use me to be a blessing unto others. So this is where we talk about with Abraham, right? So we've been talking about Abraham during this time. And God says this to Abram. He says, I will make you a great nation and I will bless you abundantly and I will make your name great, exalted and distinguished, and you will be a blessing. You shall be a blessing. You shall be a source of great goods to others. So listen, when we're saying, God, I'm going all in, we're literally saying, God, use me for your glory. I pray that God, that you will flow through my life to be a blessing unto other people. Like, flow through me, God. I don't want there to be any area of my life, God, that you can't flow through. But you have got to be sure that you are standing on a firm foundation so that God can flow through you to be a blessing to other people. If I'm standing on a rocky foundation, and I'm not sure if this is going to hold my life and my family and my career and my health, I'll be present one day, and then the next day I won't. And so when God wants to use us in a particular area, because I'm not sure of the foundation I'm standing on, I am inconsistent. And the reason why I'm inconsistent is because do I really believe this? And that's where God is getting us today. So if you're here today, if you're listening to this message, if you're here, please receive this. You might say, whoa, this is hard. Then process it. But you gotta get this. You gotta get this. So let's keep going. So here is the basis of what we do or why we do what we do. So salvation. So this is going to feel like a discipleship class, but y'all stay with me. Stay with me. Let's go in. So salvation, or somebody says, are you saved? This means that spiritually I have been rescued or delivered from the penalty and the power of sin. That means that sin no longer has a grip on me. Now, do I have some tendencies to do some things that's not right in God's sight? Yes. But the grip of sin no longer holds me. And I want to use this as an illustration. So before I give my life to Jesus Christ, use this phrase, this word saved. Before I got saved, the power of sin had a hold on me. When I give my life to Jesus Christ, one scripture says I was transferred from darkness into his marvelous light. Now I am safe in God's safety. But sometimes, even in this place, my mind acts like I'm still in bondage to sin. The scripture in Romans, I think, 8, it talks about the same power that raised Jesus from the dead has paraphrasing, has loosed me from sin and death. So the first place is that I gotta believe that when I receive Jesus, sin no longer has a grip on me. But I'm not just out here. I'm now in God's wholeness, God's safety, God's healing. Are y'all with me? It's like a class right here. Stick with me. But what we often feel is the imprint of what we used to do. Have you ever, somebody ever grabbed you so hard that even though they let you go, you feel like you're still there? The imprint. And that, see, spiritually, we're washed of our sins. And there are certain things, tendencies, behaviors that we used to do when we didn't belong to Jesus Christ that just fall off. But there are certain things that continues to follow us. It's like, I know you're a Christian now, whatever that means, but I'm going to stick around. I know you still like doing what you used to do. And so this is the reason why we come to church, we read our Bible, we worship God, we pray, we join small groups, is because now that I've given my life to Jesus Christ, this mind has to be renewed. And part of this message is letting us know that salvation is literally, we're talking about right now, the power of sin. We'll talk about the penalty of sin in a moment. But the power of sin no longer has a grip on your life. And you have to believe that. And you may say, well, Pastor Will, why is it I'm still struggling with things? You've got to work out your soul salvation. What is that? Your mind, your will, your emotions. This is the reason why you keep coming, you keep coming, you keep coming, you keep coming. And when we mess up, God, please forgive me. Wash, cleanse me, God. But I won't stop coming. I won't stop saying that I'm going all in just because I have this thing going on that it feels as if I cannot shake. I am still a child of the Most High God. And you gotta believe it. It has to anchor you in your soul. Your spirit is already anchored, but your mind and your passions and your emotions has got to grab this. Because if not, we will sway. I feel saved today, tomorrow I don't. What does it mean to feel saved? Or to look saved? And I believe that we've, even in the church, we've gotten to this place where it's like, wow, that person looked like they a Christian. What's the look of a Christian? What does that look like? And now we find people that's like, gosh darn it, do I have to get rid of all my styles to look like you to say that I'm a Christian? What God wants to do, but the first place God wants to do, you are no longer in bondage to sin. Now, this is God, walk with me so that I can bring the true essence of who you are out, so that your light can shine, and then so that other people can see your good works, and then they can glorify our Father, which is in heaven. So I pray right now that as I'm talking, that certain areas that are a grip of like, I hear what you're saying. It's amazing. People will argue with you. I hear what you're saying, but you don't know the demons that I deal with. You don't know the headaches that I deal with. And it's like, I sure enough don't. But regardless of what you are going through, if you have received Jesus into your life as your personal Lord and Savior, the power of sin no longer, it cannot grip you. It's almost the, we did the anointing oil earlier. It's as if Satan is trying to grab you and he cannot get a full grip on you. Unless, like Tag, I say, oh, I'm tired of this. Just go on, tag me. Because I've gotten so away from my home base. I'm way out there. And some of us, right now in our life, right now, you are way out there. And God is saying, I need for you to come back. Come back to the home base. Come back to the reason why you are even sitting in here today. So let's look at some scriptures here and dive into this. I love this. Romans 10:8 says this. But what does it say? Please, and read this in your time that you're able to study this as well. Romans 10:8. But what does it say? The word is near you. The word is in your mouth. The word is in your heart. That is the word, the message, the basis of faith for what we preach. And here is the beauty of the word of God. Please hear this, because everyone that is listening to me right now is hearing the word of faith being preached. This is almost like an evangelistic type of thing right now. And I know this probably feels like that, like at the end, like everybody, if you want to give your life to Christ and all these people come forward. But what you're hearing right now is the word of faith. You're hearing the word of God. And it says that it's near you. It's in your vicinity. You can receive this. Now, as a believer, we'll look at the next part of how you give your life to Christ. But this is how we continue to live your life in Christ. Take the word of God. Get the word of God in your heart. Get it rooted in your heart so that it gets to the point where you speak the word of God. You speak what God says about you. Sometimes we are saying the wrong things about ourselves. I'll never get over this. But what does the word say? And this is not this thing of pretend that it's not happening. Hey, be real. Be real. Whatever it is you're going through in your life, be real with it, but mix it with faith. Man, you know, I'll never get over this in my life. I'm really going through. Man, you know, like, I hate this time of season in my life. But you know what? You know what? But if God is for me, who could be against me? Okay. Yeah. I'm going through some things. But if God is for me, who can be against me? And what you're doing is facing your life situation, but you are not setting aside the word. Keep the word. Speak the word, receive the word so that you can walk in it. But if you don't know the word, then Satan can come into your garden and tell you something like this. Did God really say you should not eat of the tree or the fruit from that tree? Oh, God just don't want you to know certain things. And if you don't have the word, you'll say, dang, that sounds real good. that fruit looked real good compared to what Jesus did when he was on the mountain and he was being tempted. And Satan would come and say, and Jesus would come back and he'll say, but it is written. And so do we do as Adam and Eve that say, man, you know, like, whew, wow, yeah, that sounds good. Or do we find ourselves on a mountain and come back and speak the word? And you say, well, Pastor Will, I tried that and my circumstance didn't change. Can I say this? Sometimes before our circumstance changes, God is more interested in us changing. And sometimes you can sit in the living room and say, God, I need you to change that in the name of Jesus. I speak to that mountain and that mountain and that mountain and that mountain. And we're like, well, how come these mountains are not being moved and cast in the sea? Because God is saying there's a mountain in your heart that I'm after. There's a barrier in your heart. So here it is again. It's like I'm going all in. I'm confessing the word. I'm leading the word. I'm praying the word. I'm singing the word. And God says, but you don't even believe it. You don't believe it so that it can transform you. And this is the home base. So the word, you're hearing it. You're hearing the word. It is near you. It's in your mouth. It's in your heart. It's the word of faith. It's the word of faith. It's not the word of works. It's the word of faith. The message that's being preached. Are y'all still with me? Whew. So he goes on 10:9. Here it is. Romans 10:9 says this. Because if you acknowledge, no, and confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, recognizing Jesus' power, recognizing Jesus' authority, recognizing his majesty as God. I was asking the kids earlier about Jesus and God. As God, Jesus as God. And believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. So here's the first part. Here's the first part that I've got to confess with my mouth and believe in my heart. So am I confessing that Jesus is Lord? And then do I believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead? Do I believe that Jesus has all power? Do Jesus has all authority and he has all majesty? Do I believe that? Listen, because if I don't believe that, and if I just believe that Jesus was a good man and a prophet, there is no difference between what I'm believing and what Elijah Muhammad, the prophet Elijah Muhammad preached, and what Buddha preached, and Hinduism and all of that. Because all those different religions believe that Jesus was a good man, he was a prophet, but they do not believe that Jesus is Lord. That Jesus is the image of God. That's what separates us. And there is this thought right now in the world that you can go to heaven by all these different ways. And if not careful, we will have conversations and say, I kind of sort of believe that. Hey, if we can go to heaven by all these different means, why are we doing this? Why are we doing this? Why are we doing this? Why is there a Bible? Why did Jesus die on the cross? Believe me, and I know you hear it. Well, I believe all you got to do is be good. Categorize good for me. All you got to do is just give to the poor. All you got to do is come to church every Sunday. Just read your Bible. And those things will get you to heaven. Really? Those are works. But the foundation is I have got to believe that Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. And then I've got to go further and believe that God raised Jesus from the dead. What is the significance for that? If you've read this scripture before, Romans 6:23, for the wages, or I'll put it this way, or the payment that sin gives is, come on, can y'all say it? Death. And this is not just, we're not just talking about physical death, we're talking about eternal separation from God. Woo! So if I'm living in sin, I'm not talking about as a believer of Christ. I'm talking about before I surrender my life to Christ. If I'm living in sin, then that means that if I died, I am, y'all ready for it? I know we don't like to talk about this much. I am going to, can y'all say it so I don't have to say it? Hell. If I have not received Jesus as my Lord and Savior, and the Bible tells me, for the wages of sin is death, is eternal separation from God. If I leave this earth without receiving Jesus, I am going to eternal separation from God. And that location spiritually is called hell. So there is no other way. But I love the other part. It says, but the free gift, free. I don't work for it. I don't work to receive salvation. The free gift of God, this remarkable, overwhelming gift of grace to believers, is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. So sin has wages. Sin has dividends. Sin has a payment that it is ready to give to us, and that payment or that wage is called death. Wow. So Jesus comes. Here, this part is heavy. He, God, made Christ Jesus, who knew no sin. So when Jesus walked on the earth, he never sinned. Knew no sin, right? The Catholic Church calls it Immaculate Conception, that Mary did not conceive Jesus with Joseph. She conceived by what? The Holy Spirit. So Jesus, sinless. So God made Christ, who knew no sin, to judiciously be sin, so that we might become the righteousness of God. So this image, and I wanted to put this image up here of Jesus on the cross, if you can see this, is that whatever point during this crucifixion this happened, if you can imagine that God the Father says that I love the world so much that I am going to make this man sin. So all the sins of the world, past, present, future, came on Christ, who knew no sin. But God did that so that we would have a way to be in right standing with him. So Jesus was the Lamb of God, and the Father in this moment putting sin, making his son sin. So Jesus had to embody sin. So we hear this scripture here when Jesus is hanging on the cross, and we don't know exactly if you know why he was saying this, but I believe that this might be the reason. About the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud, agonized voice, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. That is, my God, why have you forsaken me? Is it possible that in that moment, for the first time in Jesus' life, he was separated from his Father because he became sin? And the wages of sin, death. So Jesus, hanging on a cross, becomes sin for us. But the beauty is, and this is the reason why I don't like seeing crosses with Jesus still hanging on there, because that's not how the story ends. And this is where we go back to this verse of this scripture. And this is what we hold on to. Romans 10:9, that I just looked at the bottom part of this, and we have to believe in our heart that God raised Jesus from the dead. We have to believe that God raised Jesus from the dead. If Jesus became sin, and sin is eternal death, but God was able to raise his son out of that, what more could he do for our life? What is it that God can raise us from? This is the reason why I'm saying there is nothing that can separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. If the power of God can raise up his son who became sin, then he can raise us up as well. Because the same power that raised Jesus from the dead, it's the same power that if you're a believer today is living in your life. But we've got to believe it. It's not based upon how I'm feeling. You've got to believe this. You've got to believe that whatever it is, come back home base, whatever it is that you're going through today, that the resurrection power of God that raised Jesus from eternal damnation, sin, the wages of sin is that raised Jesus from that place, is able to resurrect whatever is going on in your life. And it is from that home base that I say, Pastor Will, I'm going all in. Because nobody can tell me anything. Nobody can prove to me that my belief in Jesus Christ is wrong. Why? Because I know what the Word of God says. It's not what my grandmom said. It's not what my church said, what I went to when I was younger. I know what the Word says for myself. And I believe it. I believe it. So when these arguments come, and a lot of times the arguments is with ourselves. And we're arguing with ourselves. And you know what? Today, this afternoon, if you need to have an argument with yourself, I recommend you grab your Bible, whether you got it on your phone or not. You grab your Bible and you say, self, and yourself say, what you want? And you say, come on in here. We're going to have a conversation because my mind needs to be renewed. If you are a believer in Jesus Christ, you're going to heaven. If you're a believer in Jesus Christ, you are loved by God. You are accepted by God. And the same power that raised Jesus from the dead is so available to you in your life. So this firm foundation that we stand on is faith in the life, the death, the burial, but the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That's the gospel. The gospel message is, listen, that every one of us that is born into sin. We're born separated from God. The gospel is that one day, this part gets me emotional, Jesus came to this earth and knew that he was going to have to take on all of our sins just so that we can be reunited with God. And not end up in eternal damnation. That's the gospel. And it is from that platform that I sing, that I preach, that I serve, that I do whatever I do. It has to be on this, because if you don't have the sure foundation of the gospel message, you will surely drift away. There's an old song that says, if your soul's not anchored in Jesus, you will surely drift away. It cannot just be a feeling. It can't just be a thing. It can't just be like this is the new fad. Like everybody going back to church. This is a new thing. I want to get on. Because there is a movement of people coming back to church. It really is. It really is. But it can't just be a thing. It has to be a belief that springs to a lifestyle. And regardless of what goes on in my life, I know where my home base is. It is the gospel of Jesus Christ, that I was once lost and now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. And that's that song, Amazing Grace, right? It's God's love. So I'm going to speak this to your soul. You are awesome. You are amazing. God's going to use you to do amazing things. You are all that and a bag of chips. But I am more concerned about the foundation that you're standing on, rather than you getting out there and you forget where you came from. Or you forget the reason why you're doing this. I am doing this because he died for me. And then his father raised him from the dead. And I believe in the resurrection life of Jesus Christ. And the reason I believe in that is because without his resurrection, I'm still dead. If he remained dead, I'm dead. But he rose. I'm alive. And God wants to live that resurrection life through us to be a blessing unto other people. I'm trying my best not to say amen. Christ is my, as the song said, Christ is my firm foundation, the rock on which I stand. Praise God. And so I'm asking today, search your heart. For some in here, that's probably not even, I didn't even go through the rest of it, but I hope that you get it. I didn't go through the rest of it, but just to stop right there, I hope that you're getting it. Like, the wages of sin is death. I was born into sin, so that was going to lead me to eternal death. But then one day, a little over 2,000 years ago, this man named Jesus came to the earth, and he took my sins upon him. And if I believe in him, I won't perish. I have eternal life now. Wow, this man, he took my place. Now I have a relationship with God because I believe in Jesus Christ. That's the gospel. And my hope as well is that we can share that message with other people. Like, don't be afraid to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ to someone else. We got to stop high-fiving people talking about, you're going to be okay. I think we're watering down our Christian walk. And we're trying to take everybody to heaven. And that is God's heart desire. But there is a way to get there. And it's through Jesus.
Thank you once again for listening to Pastor Will's message. We hope that it has been a blessing to you today. Our goal is to help you experience God's love, grow in His love, and live out His purpose for your life. We invite you to join us live each Sunday at 11 a.m. to hear Pastor Will's message. For more information, encouraging messages, and events, please visit us online at purposechurchde.org.